Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're going to be talking about the foundation question. And believe it or not, it's the goldfish question. And people are like, what is going on with that? So let me get my co-host on here, and then we'll jump in the pond with the goldfish. Miss Amy, how are you today?
I'm having some issues. My hair and makeup people have not arrived yet, but I think I might be able to carry on and do the show.
Oh, well, okay. This is what happened. Amy actually did a TED Talk on Tuesday, and we were actually talking about the afterglow. So it's still there, and we're working through it. Okay, that's good. And Miss Judy Sakano.
I have new standards.
Oh, you have new standards? I thought you were going to do your song. Oh, tell me what you want when you're in the model.
Right, exactly. I want makeup and hair done every morning.
Sorry, it's an early reveal. Sorry.
Well, we knew it would happen sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So last week we were talking about the was it the all question? I think so. And we are smack dab in the middle of all these questions. And Michael, if you go to his box of crayons or any of the wonderful videos he has online, he talked about how he did that deliberately. Because he wants people to really walk through some of the different questions within yourself of inquiry until you get to this real foundational question, which is tell me what you want, what you really, really want. And with the goldfish, I really loved how he said he was really torn because he wanted to call it the goldfish question. Because think about it, you know, when people ask you, you know, what do you want, there can be that whole reaction where, you know, your eyes bug out and your lips go kind of numb and you kind of look like you're talking, but there's nothing coming out. So you definitely look like a goldfish. But I think it's something that really can kind of give people an idea, you know, whether it's something you're inquiring for yourself or somebody else, is, you know, this is really a tough question. It's very simple to ask, but it's one of the hardest questions to be able to answer. And we're going to be unpacking that this show and actually next show, because there's a lot to the foundational question, I think, that can be very helpful of being able to have a way of being able to break it into really bite-sized pieces and make it to where you can really, whether you're doing it for yourself or somebody else, you can understand it on a different level. So but one of the things that's really important with the foundation question is really breaking in the idea of, is it something that is a need or a want? And I would love for you guys to talk about that before we break it down any further than that. So, Amy, what do you think about the difference of it's a need or it's a want when it comes to what do you want?
I want to back up a little bit. Boop, boop, boop. And now, you know, we can address that question in a minute.
Make a big part not here yet. You're alone. You don't have to boop, boop.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Are you sure? All right. Okay. I'm very confused since I don't, you know, I'm not professionally ready to go, you know, hair and makeup. But okay, here we go. So when, and Judy, and I know you, Robin, too. So Judy working with, you know, certainly business owners and youth at risk and people just in general. And Robin, you're trying to help people with their events. When you ask people what they want, they look at you as a deer in headlights, or they start spewing stuff. And a lot of times, it really isn't connected to what they really, really want. And you have to be a really good facilitator, even for yourself, and really start, really, how can I create that sacred space where people can really go deeper in what you want. And Judy, I didn't want to put you on pressure, of course, the move your opinion of that, and then we can move into the what's the difference between the want and the need.
I love it. I was doing a little bit of research on this because I'm kind of walking through that stage of my life right now where I'm kind of evaluating some things. I think just like everybody in the world, right, that we're coming off some pretty crazy times and we're thinking to ourselves, what are my needs? My needs are my basic needs. These are the things I need to exist in life. my wants are things that I want that I think will make my life happier, right? Mm. And so you really have to think about, and I had to sit down and kind of make myself a list of what my needs and my wants are. Because over time, you think your wants, or you think your needs are your wants,
uh-huh.
right?
Yes.
Over time, as Robin uh-huh. shows up with this Starbucks cup that's the size of Detroit today, I'm like, okay, girl. And I can tell you, as a Career Institute, Janet and I, that was one of our needs.
Uh-huh.
But really, it's a want. And so just really looking at that, and it's not a, it doesn't matter here or there. If it's not to shame you or it's not to make you feel bad, but it's to know, who am I, what are my needs, and what are my wants. Some of the happiest people that I know, their life on their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who, not everybody, a lot of people who I know who want, they just don't find happiness. They're constantly on that wheel. And so really thinking about, what kind of a lifestyle do I want? How simple do I want my life to be? How much do I want to stay on the wheel to work for my wants, right? And
right.
just really evaluate how that looks. And it's the same for organizations, right? Organizations can get on this big wheel of I want. We want that next deal. We want this.
We need that deal.
But sometimes they don't even know where the wheel's going.
Yeah.
Right?
Right? And so to really scale back and say, what do my employees need versus what do they want?
Mm-hmm.
What does the organization need versus what it wants?
Mm-hmm.
So really mm-hmm. important to really scale back and take the time to breathe, which I'm not doing very well right now. And just take the time to look at that. And I love the analogy of a balance, right? You put your needs in one cup of the balance and you put your wants in another cup. And if you're really off-centered and that one of the buckets is a lot lower or higher than the other, you really got to look at that and say, let's breathe for a second here
mm-hmm.
and figure that out.
Well, and even not even just a second here, let me take some time. I mean, it's like we had talked about with the habit journal, you know, maybe I could get into a want journal and a need journal. Maybe it's about going and taking some walks and having a conversation with my needs and my wants. And what does that look like? And with them being able to have a conversation with that, I think that's something that can really be important with that. So go ahead, Amy.
So I believe, and you both alluded to this, that through COVID and so many other changes on, you know, in the world in the last 3 years, we've really been looking at what do I need in terms of things, in terms of relationships, in terms of my career, and what do I really want, which is kind of, to me, the underlying, and you really move more into the why of it. So let's look at giving them an exercise, you know, for this next week, even month if you dare. And you've probably already been doing it. Well, I know I've been going through everything in my life in terms of the stuff and the relationships and the work that I'm doing, and I'm making choices based on what's the need, what's the want, what was part of my legacy, and what will make me happy.
Mhm. 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 So going back to Michael a little bit and just what he talked about within the book, he talks about, you know, it's about being able to question, because he says, you know, when we do that whole goldfish thing and we're just like, you know, or a deer in headlights, I think, you know, it's about why it is so difficult. Because it can bring us, stop us in our tracks, because we expect that when we're looking for different things about wants and needs, we automatically will assume that if I want that, I might get a no. And so we automatically are trying to kind of juggle when it comes to something like that, or just basically stop ourselves in our tracks because we don't want to get disappointed. Certain things that we think we would want in our lives. So it's understanding that. So, it's, you know, it's that want of like, you know, I'd like to have this. You know, of course, the basics of need, I must have this for just the basic needs of my life. And me being able to make sense of that in theory, but it's really hard when, you know, you've got everything, when society is always seeking to have something that would be in an upgrade. And Judy's been finding some really great quotes here. One of the quotes was, needs are imposed by nature, wants are sold by society.
Whoa.
And that's it.
Oh,
yeah,
let's take
that.
A breath on that.
Right.
Whoa,
that'll
take your breath away.
I know. There's some things that you just want to be able, okay, I heard it, but I really need to hear it. Needs are imposed by nature. Wants are sold by society. And, boy, if you look at consumers, consumerism, capitalism, all the different things that, you know, you get on the internet and you have all these commercials coming at you thinking, you would be way more, you know, who you want to be if you had, you know, this cream or whatever, you know what I mean? It's this thing that we're proposing to you.
And I want to be clear that we're not trying to make judgments here, that you,
right.
whatever you want is not good or bad. But I want to throw in also the element of that's where addictions lie, too, in that wanting and wanting and wanting and never feeling satisfied. So we've talked about before stopping and really experiencing the beauty of the moment, the beauty of that thing. You get so caught up in the conquest and the getting that you're not really enjoying what you have. And I want to throw one more thing in. My dear friend Kay Gilley, we had a podcast of her called The Game of Life, and we were talking yesterday. She was sharing a podcast about creating, they call it an ethical will. And what that is instead of leaving stuff, which you certainly can do that, what you do is you answer a series of questions and leave a legacy of what wisdom you acquired here while your time on the planet to share with those that follow. I love that idea, and I'm gonna listen to that, and if I like it, I will post it with the podcast.
You know, Amy, I love that so much because I was just going to say something else, but what you just said flows in exactly to what I was going to say. First off,
yes, it does.
When I'm a traveler, I love to travel, and it inspires me to do things and be better in my life by the things that I see and people that I see and meet. And so I travel a lot. And every year I make sure, and it's funny that I'm wearing my Redwood shirt right now, I make sure that I get into a trip that's in nature because nature inspires me. And I have to get connected to that dirt and those trees and those animals and just remember that life isn't corporate America. Mm-hmm. Life is the earth,
what?
The mother earth, and being connected. And every day, even in Southern California, where it's a crazy lifestyle, you've got to get connected to the world and to the nature in life. And so I love that. Needs are imposed by nature.
Yeah.
And if you're not out in nature, you're not hearing that for yourself.
It's not even a matter of hearing. It's a matter of having any kind of sense of normalcy for yourself.
Yeah.
It goes rolling right into addiction when it comes to that level. I don't feel right, but I have to numb this.
Right.
So I need to buy.
I need to drink.
I need to do whatever.
Right.
I need that relationship. It's all these things that are not feeding me when nature is really there just as an invitation 24/7.
Yeah.
And all I need to do is just sit down and make some time for myself to be still and be able to just connect to that. It's so much, it's like our breath. It's so right there for us that we just take it for granted and don't even realize the impact and the importance of it. So I wanted to go to my second point.
Second.
I love what you just said,
Literally, I was communicating with somebody that I support before the podcast. And Robin had done a lovely live stream about being in nature just this morning. So I shared it with her, and she said, oh, I really need to get back in nature, but it's too hot. What would you recommend that she would do?
Get up early.
Yeah. And there's been two posts that I've listed, and the first one was about getting up early in the morning and the benefits of being up right at sunrise.
Yeah.
And how that actually just fortifies your energy. It puts you in this different place. I mean, you know, that's one thing I learned when I just, the only time I had time to walk in the morning was first thing in the morning. But I just started feeling like there's certain kinds of people out that are out there walking first thing in the morning. And,
right.
and the way that nature feels is just a little bit different. And it's that quiet. It's a quieter time. It's a time for reflection and embracing things. My heart can get real big and my energy can get real big because I know it's a place that I can expand myself until things start getting loud. And then, you know, I just kind of bring it back to myself.
The other thing I would say is, you know, the golden hour at night, that is a magic time. And in Hawaii, they honor that with such beauty and reverence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love to go to Hawaii so much. And we take time as a family to go enjoy that half hour. We sit there and we watch the sunset and we have conversations we wouldn't have otherwise.
Right.
So last night we went to a dinner and we were sitting, and it was actually at the country club, and then we were watching over the golf course, and the sky was full of pinks and golds, and it was just like, beautiful, sinful.
It connects you to your soul, you know.
It does.
Just a beautiful experience. And so it's remembering to put that as a priority, because your priorities in life also talk about needs and wants.
You know, and one thing about nature is so much something. I'm so grateful that I'm a florist, because for me, you know, flowers are hugs, you know, are smiles for the heart and hugs for the soul. It's something that just embraces us in ways that are so gentle that we don't even realize the profound way that they impact us. So, you know, here she says, well, it's hot and I can't get out and I want to be in flow and things like that. You know, go into a inside nursery. Go to the hardware store
and go
out with the plants inside. Oh, yeah, there's so many places. I mean, if she lives in Las Vegas, there's so many places.
Oh, my gosh, go to the Bellagio.
Go to the Bellagio. I mean, or just go to places where, you know, they spend time with when it comes to entrances and things like that are lush and they're full, and you can be able to embrace that kind of stuff. So if you want nature, it's basically just being a little bit creative sometimes, but it's always there for you. And, I mean, there's beauty in the desert.
Yeah.
So there's beauty and everything, and sometimes it's a matter of, like, you know, spirit, help me to see the beauty here, help me to be in that flow, what would that look like, and maybe journal about it and see what comes up for you.
And I think in businesses, I always go back to the business thing, but in businesses, it's important to have that in your environment.
Yeah.
There's an organization we work with that has a very large atrium, and they have plants, and they have beautiful things, and there's a walking path in there. And so on days it's too hot, they do that. They get in there, and they walk together, and they talk together. And on days that it isn't so hot, they go outside and walk around the building together and have meetings. Mm-hmm. And so it's just really being creative in your space and in your place, right, to meet those needs.
And then we're talking about practices.
Right.
I mean, that's a practice that this stuff, that this business knows that it's important for me to, like, if we're going to have a meeting, let's get up and go walk. Let's walk out the problem. Let's walk out the conversation. Let's walk out how things are going to be going. Just like, you know, walking to find out what my needs are as opposed to my wants. Let me walk about that. And, you know, there's so much power in the body moving to be able to connect something, whether that's journaling, your body moves. When you're writing, when you do handwriting, you're using your whole body. When you get out there and walk, you're using your whole body. So go ahead, Amy.
When I worked for the Veteran Transition Center, right across the street was this beautiful park. And we would have team meetings a couple times a week, and we would go to the park and have the meeting. And there was something that was really magical, yes, about the walking part, but also, you know, being in nature, that really, I think, made it feel safer, made it feel more comfortable, and made it where we could kind of open up our creativity. And there is such a thing as meditative walking. Some people, you know, meditation is not their thing. They can't sit still. But you can also meditatively walk. And you can imagine, one thing that there's a really cool exploration peak, just the 3 minutes from my house, and an exercise that Robin has done with me, we did with a group of women, at the base of it, we imagined what is it we wanted to release, and we released that as we walk up the mountain, and there was this beautiful compass up at the top, and we'll have to take you up there, Judy, and when you stand in the center of this compass, you hear yourself. No place else up there, do you? But you hear yourself, and you make declarations, you release as you walked up the peak. And once you're up there, what am I willing to accept? And so the releasing, I think, is also part of figuring out what you want and what you need. And then you take in, what is it that I really need? And maybe moving to the, you know, more to the want. And that, you know, I think looking at the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual in terms of wants and needs.
And so this really goes back to the same practice of ask the question first. Maybe create your needs and wants list and go back and revisit this and get deep with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to ask yourself a few times, what do I want? What do I need? What do I really need?
Yeah.
If I lost everything, what are my essentials that I need?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So really peeling that back, because that's all tied up in your purpose, your passion, and your practice.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like I want to encourage the people to go out and go camping. When you go camping, you just got your basic
essentials that you can fit in your car. Yeah.
You know, the needs are in
her bus, her RV bus. Yeah, that's some
that's
basic camping there.
Wow, that's to her. That's you know, that's my essential.
That's my way of camping. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't have to have it, but I know somebody who does. It's okay.
I didn't start out camping like that.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's you know, and it's being out there, being you know, and it makes me think about one of the things I love about going out and being like that overnight places is sitting around the fire. And allowing yourself to have this reflective time when you guys are sharing from a different heart level. And that's one of the things that Michael really wants to ask people. You know, it's like, you know, what do you want? You know, what do I want? And when it comes to, like, having that relationship and conversations with others is what do I think you want? You know, and then having this conversation. Sure.
So we were at a family reunion with Ross's family. And we were at this beautiful lodge and lake, and at night we'd have a bonfire, and there were a couple people that played the guitar. And what we did, it was so fun. There's a point where you say, if I had $1 million, and you'd fill it in, and everybody would take turns saying, if they had $1 million, what would they do? It was so fun.
That's fun.
And, you know, and as you went around the circle, you'd do it a few times. And it was interesting to see what others said, but also interesting to see what you said when you had a second or third time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
I like the go around more than once, like two or three times is really good. You know, and it really, it's a great, you know, fold into, you know, what in my heart of hearts do I think that I want? And to really allowing yourself to get very tender and very intimate with yourself and just say, you know, in my heart of hearts, what would that look like? If it wasn't a matter of no or yes. It was just a matter of, like, being able to stand tall and just say, this is my desire. It's like maybe let's get away from the word of needs or wants. It's like, this is my desire. You know, this is a passion. This is a sense of my purpose when it comes to being able to move something forward and getting, you know, getting rid of all those, you know, things that we would want to, you know, put in each bucket of need or want or whatever.
But it's great to have wants. Let's be honest.
Yeah, because
that fuels your passion.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to compromise your needs with your wants.
Right.
So it's very important to be clear about what those two things are.
Right, right. But, you know, and then, you know, getting it to be the heart of the matter.
Right.
And really inviting your heart to be a part of these conversations. It's like you could even journal with your heart. And just say, you know, what do you want? What are your needs? That kind of thing. I think it's great. So one thing we've talked about on the show too is like, if you do writing like that, you know, you could have your non-dominant hand be your heart, and then write on the journaling about my heart's going to express with that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be writing. It could be a drawing. It could be you just moving your pen or whatever, and maybe even just doing a bunch of colors or something on a page and having it where you're expressing that self, because it's going to be something that it triggers and ignites you into thinking or being in a different way. So go ahead, Amy.
A couple of things come to me. As we're doing this, what I need and what I want exercise for ourselves in our personal, professional lives, we're mentoring others that they can do that too. I mean, that is really powerful. And I don't have an answer to this question, but I think this is an important question. When you have a significant other, when you work on teams, when you're part of projects, and I support Community Connect Las Vegas and Angels of Las Vegas, the people, each person has their own needs and wants. So does the organization. So do I. You need to be aware, how do my needs and wants fit with the people and the organizations and the career that I have? And it may mean you need to shift some things. But it's not just us in needs and wants, but it's everybody that we consciously make relationship with.
That's a fantastic point. I love it.
Yeah, so when looking at this chapter, the way that Michael brilliantly put this thing together, one of the things he introduces is the self-exploratory universal needs. And when it comes to needs and wants, is really being able to look at that. And I think, you know, part of what we'll do for an invitation for next show is to be able, what I did was I took each of these words. We're going to have them posted with the show, so you don't necessarily have to listen to the show to have it, but it will be listed with that too. But I wanted to go through them really quick to see if anything popped out for these guys. And I literally looked them up in the dictionary, because I think it's so important sometimes that we think we know what words mean,
But when you break it down and you take a look at it, you're like, oh, I thought it was a little different than that. Or I had no idea there was another term that had to be with that thing. So there's nine of them, you know, and it's the frame of being able to look at what you want and you're seeking to express with the needs behind the request. So let me say that again.
So Robin,
it's about looking at the – yeah, go ahead.
So we have 5 minutes, 4 minutes. So are you going to read the definitions for them right now?
I actually would wanted to invite everybody if they could take the time to be able to look for it themselves.
Okay.
It's really just
so
maybe 5 minutes.
So between now
exercise.
And next week, so let's go
between
wait,
now
next
and
time
next
you
week,
listen
take
to
a
the
look
podcast.
At them and see if there was anything that were big aha's for them, and even maybe
right.
posting those aha's on our page. I think that would be awesome
right.
if we can add that to the conversation. But I think part of it too is just being in a place of being inquiring about it and not automatically assuming that you know what it is or isn't. And I think too is I'm looking forward to next week where we actually kind of unpack these a little bit, because there's also we're going to be going into at the end of next show too is like looking at the cycle. There's a whole psychotherapy thing that goes along with this too, and looking at it and breaking it down into four different quadrants. Which is helpful, too, because it's like, you know, it's going into the brain science of why we think things that we think. So I think going into this and looking at it, I'm just a fan of, like, you know, what does that mean for me? I think it's really helping
and
us
I
to get a sense
something
of growth
in,
and awareness. Yeah.
That when people be thinking about. So we'll, you know, come back to that and those definitions and how we make sense of wants and needs. And this kind of blows my mind a little bit. Really, we were talking about the TED Talk, and what I talked about was making conscious choices in chaos. And I want to read what they're talking about here in term, just quickly. He's talking about 5 times a second, your brain is scanning the environment and asking itself, is it safe here or is it dangerous? And so
uh-huh.
what I had people do, and I'm more than willing to, you know, lead through here, you know, on the podcast next time or whenever, that you stop, do the 4, 7, 8 breath, breathe into 4, hold to 7, breathe out to 8, vision what you want, and then ask for a next step and take it. And I really believe what that's doing is calming down the brain to feel safe, because if you don't feel safe, you're not going to take a conscious action.
Right. Yeah, I love that. Thank you for that. That's awesome. When's your TikTok going to go public?
I don't know. I'll let you know when I find out. I'm trying to feel safe about that. And not
well, next time we're together, we'll have to have the hairdresser and makeup people all together, so we all look good.
All right, I'm in.
So the nine different self-exploratory universal needs are affection, creation, recreation, freedom, identity, understanding, participation, protection, and subsistence. So I think it's something that's really important to be able to break those down. And we're going to talk about them next week. I'm going to talk about the definitions and what kind of comes up for everybody in being able to look at that. And in Judy's type of the Maslow, the hierarchy of needs. Yes, there's some hierarchy of needs in that too.
Sure.
It comes with the sense of stuff. Yeah, and I think that's very, very important. If you went to college and you didn't get the Maslow hierarchy of needs, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I swear I had one year where almost every class that was a part of the topic, which is just like, really, we're going to do Maslow again. But that's okay. It's like, I need to be able to look at that. So, yeah, you know, and encourage you to be able to do, you know, keep looking at your habit journal. If you've been working on that, thank you so much for working on that for yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back for that. And then, you know, being able to maybe take that with maybe what you've got going on with habits and look at these universal needs, you know, and are those things being affected by these universal needs when it comes to my habits?
They should be tied together.
And being able to appreciate or go, oh, that was a good insight. Good for me to know. And I'm looking forward
mm-hmm.
to those conversations. So we'll be posting all that with the show and being able to, you know, go with that too. So Judy got another quote for me.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to be happy in life. You must learn the difference between wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like such a simple thing. So this week, if you could have time, make a list of your needs, make a list of your wants, and then say, really?
Yeah.
Tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
And, you know, Judy's got this really wonderful, it's called Promises 101 Blessings to Brighten Your Day and to Lift Your Soul. Well, who doesn't want that? And the card for the day is Maybe Be Filled with Joy. And it was Colossians 1:11. And I think it's so important that, you know, my wants and needs, may they foundationally be in joy and be in a place where I can and walk through that and be in a place of happiness and joy. And you girls always bring me joy.
Well, and here's the deal. You can choose what your needs are, girls.
Yes.
You're in charge of the ship. Holy crap. This is awesome.
So we want to thank you guys for joining us. We look forward to going through the list next week, a little bit of fun homework, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Massey.
That was something last week.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.